on Chavtesim and Aleph in the Ran. We're about to start. Samalei Abaya Kedusha Zaguf Lepok. Okay. So Abaya seems to ask that you tell him Kedusha Zaguf can't be Pokka Bichdi. That's what you said. That's why the case of Kedushin is different. What about the case of Oila and then Shlomim? Eshed Abaye the Maksha Haki Polig Nami. So Uchara Abaye should argue Usir Le Doim Relisha Hayom Ad Ishti Lamacher Iad Ishti the Lamacher Nafke Belaget. So that's one possibility to understand how Abaye addresses the case of the Isha. But the truth is that Duran the Be'ef should know. Then he the Usir Le Abaye. If you look at Kedushas Aguf, Paka Bichdi, the Kedushas Aguf can be put, have a time limit put on it, and then it automatically ends. But the case of the woman, Moida, the Machal Nafka Bula Get, she needs a get. So he only married her for today, not for tomorrow. The final time I'm assuming the call Kenyan Shaino Elomis is Kenyan Paris Bilachud Mikri. That the assumption in Halacha that any time you have a Kenyan, which is not time limit, it's limited in time, it's not limitless, gets Halacha status of Kenyan Paris. So the Morris says that the Reuben sells a field to Shimon. The Morris that brings the machlok is if a person owns a field only as Kenyan Paris, not Kenyan Aguf. Which means Reuben has the field. He says, I'm selling it to Shimon that you have a right to get all the Paris. Everything which comes out of the field, you get the rights to for the next X amount of time. Whatever, it could be forever. That's their shutras. Reuben owns the goof, Shimon owns the papers. So, Bikurim, who brings Bikurim? So the Mora says, if you hold Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Goof Dami, so the person who gets the papers takes the Bikurim up to Beis HaMikdash, and he comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, Hoadama Shinasatali. Because the papers of the pre of Adamor should have sat the he doesn't own the Adamor. So Morris says, if you hold Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Aguf Dami, it's because he really has the bailus of the Adamor because he has all usages, that's called owning the Adamor. If you hold Kenyan Paris, Lach Kenyan Aguf Dami, sees maybe Vayner Kare. He cannot say the parsha of Bikur. So Morris says, one second. So if you hold Kenyan Paris and Kenyan Aguf Dami, it's good. If you hold Lavka Kenyan Aguf Dami, you have the following problem. In Bias Rishon, which Yoavu was Noyig, so Reuben sold field Shimon a field. The Lavka is that at the end of the when Yoavu came, they had to go back. So the Mor says it's a Kenyan Paris, not a Kenyan Aguf. So there was nobody was able to bring. And in that situation, a person couldn't be Kari Bikurim. And the Mor says, I'll take it a step by through. If you hold now, the original Yarish of the land dies, and his sons divide it up. So Mor says, we have a Machlokes, how do we look at that division of the sons? Do you say that each one functions as a Yarish? Well, what's really happening is they're functioning as Lekukos. Means the property went over to the five sons, and really each one of the sons has ownership in all of the fields. And what's happening is when they divide the five fields, so Reuven is saying to the other brothers, the portions that I have in the other fields, I'm going to sell to you. And you're going to pay me by taking the portions you have in this field and being marked to me. And Shimon says the same thing with the next field. So really what was doing is they're each one selling out and buying the ownership of the other brothers. So Mor says they're Lekukos. So the Mor says they're Lekukos, the Lach is that it goes back by Yovel. Lekukos goes back by Yovel. So every Yovel, this Chalukah between the brothers would become Batul, and they would have to renegotiate a Chalukah. they don't have to, and they can say they can agree to continue the same one. But that's if it's bottle, some worse as well. Okay, so your keeper is like your guptami, and your halacha shecholka lekucha is saying a person can never be karei bekurim, except for the first person who came in there to Israel. But the more automatically assumes that the fact that it goes back by Yovel makes it a Kenyan Paris. Why? It's a Kenyan Aguf. It's a Kenyan Aguf. The Zman. So the more it assumes, no, anytime there's a time limit on the purchase, automatically it's a din of Kenyan Paris. Okay.
Given that, would that mean that somebody buys a field that contains some number of human Yisrach and be allowed to cut down those trees?
You could make the arrangement however you want.
I guess I'm asking, are the trees considered part of the payroll, or are they considered part of the...
So that's a good question. In general, they're considered part of the goof. The Lenny Srock. Okay. So that's what you normally assume. Hilko, Gabi Hektish, Kimin the Vadi Chayel Alei Hektish, Domim, Shener Lomis. So you can put a Hektish Domim, which is limited. Din Hutnamit Techo Kedushas Aguf, Lizman, Yadua Bilvad. So the comes a buyer that says that not only can you put a Hektish Domim with a limited time, you can put a Hektish Aguf with a limited time. So what's going to be? Well, once it's limited, you'll say, well, it's really a Kedushas Damim. Okay, Kedushas Damim can be limited. But by Isha, Alba Isha, Kimin, the Eloi Havi, Ishta, Lo'olam, Lakonin Bey, Kinyan Aguf, Kinyan Damim, Isha, Lo'y Ashkechon. So you can't own the woman for Kinyan Damim. Either you own her or you don't own her. So we can't say, listen, well, we'll make it a Kinyan Guf, and worse comes to worse, that since it's a Zman, it'll count as Kinyan Damim, that doesn't work. So you have to the East of the Zman Yadua Bilvad. So either we have to say that, therefore, once he says, Hayam ad ishti lamachay ad ishti, we say that it's chal. Once it's chal, it remains forever, and therefore we need to get, or it's not chal at all. But she should be chal for one day, and after one day, she should be parka without a get. That's not possible. So he holds a kedusha zakuf kibi paka, but like a bayis say. Beit mekudesh is the shloshim yom. Beit mekudesh is, so she's married. So he's marrying her for 30 days. Ma ben hektish, ma ben isha. Is there any difference in the two cases? Metzino hektish, she had to be opinion. Well, metzino be isha, she had to be get. So by Hektish we can do this. Mora says that Hechem and Sino Hektish Yotzibul opinion. Tiposar, we should explain the case is Direkol Besodim Mikna. If a person buys a field Besodim Mikna, so he only owns it till Yovel, he's Maktish the field. When it comes to Yovel, the field is no longer hektish. So I'm a field of the Mandamer Kedushas HaGuf Paka Bikdi, which is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying over there, that he has no problem saying that it's an oiler for 30 days and afterwards it's baka without pidyon. The isha moida. He's quoting his, that so this pshat in the Gemara seems to be the right pshat. Why? The more when it discussed the issue of being pocket but knee, the more it says, well, you know, how's it different than the case of the isha? Well, like more like assume that that's partial, that's the by the isha. If that's that itself is part of the machloikas, so how can you use that as like the paradigm? So listen, you see by the case of isha that that's the din. So what about over here? Why is it apparently that the case of the isha is a given that that's the din? So in the case of the isha, there's no way that you can make a limited issues. But by case of hekdesh, either because it's kedusha, in a case of kedusha dam, or even in a case of kedusha gum, according to Bayam, you can make a limited hekdesh, a time limited hekdesh. So the more asked the kasha from Sabaya asked on Rava, who assumes that kedusha gum cannot be paka bichti from this brisa, which talks about Arla and Shlomim. So Rava said back, Achanami dam le deme. Now, Zakhtaran, there's a loch, if a person takes a korban which is not a balmum, it's a tamim, and he says he wants to be makdishit for tamei oila, it becomes an oila. A person is matvis tamimim, so he's matvis tamimim the better kabayis, so even though it's a tamim, it could be used for a korban, but he said it should be used for better kabayis. But if he says it should be for a korban, it becomes a korban. So the case where he said it would be the May, it could go into Habi Balmum. Dilu Tam, because it had a bit of Tam, fill the Armala Demei, Kaddish Kedusha Zaguf. The Kaimel and Hamat, the Stimim and the Bedek Abayas, Midei Mizbech Lo Yotsu. That not only if he says it should be for a Korban, Arla doesn't become an issue for the Demei Arla, it should becomes an Arla. But even if you're Mach, this it. To Berak Abayis, it becomes Kaddish Kedusha's Korban.
And will be brought as an Arla?
It will be brought as an Arla, I think, yeah. Vika Mandomer, the High Peruka, Solak La Rava. So this answer is Rava. Rava said that Kedusha's Domim is Pocket Bertie. Kedusha Zaguf is not Paka Birti. And this Brisa which says that the Kedusha's Oila ends in 30 days, it's a case of Kedusha's Domim. That answers Rava. The Sir Lay Kedusha's Domim, Paka Birti. But the problem is, Barpada had a case of over here of a talus, whatever, these are Kedusha's Domim. And even that he said, that you even after the. He said it should be cut till it's Nixitz. The tree was Nixus, or the right. The case of the talus being Nisraf, it wouldn't be Sonagaya. The case is cut until the tree is Nixus, so that's Kedusha's Domim, until he says you need to bite it. Even Kedusha's Domim is not Paka Bichdi. But this Bryce says there's something which is Paka Bichdi. Right? I will Barpada, Katilam Nisa. But for Barpada, we didn't answer the question. Kedusha's Domim, Nami, Lord Paka Bichdi. That Barpada says even Kedusha Domim, which he put a time limit on, when the time comes, it's not automatically paka. You need to be pited. And here the Brisa says, be 30 days in Oila, and after it's a shlomim. So after 30 days, it's no longer an Oila, it becomes a shlomim. So how does that work? How is the Kedusha's Oila? What happened to Kedusha's Oila?
Which means that I broke asleep.
This answers for Rava. Okay, so according to Barpada, we haven't answered the question yet. Mevika Mandomar, Filo Barpada Nifa. Okay, that some say no, that this question can answer, this answer can answer Barpada as well with a twist. The Kima the Makdish Ledemei, askinan. So when you're makdish something for kedushas haguf, there's no pinyan. Once the case of Tumah, case your makdish is for damim, then I can add in the case of the brayso. Was he was pointed it. Mukilo barpada kishapado shemachi chayla alei lachar lamedyayim kedushas lamed. So Mela, after he was only marked for Kedusha's Oila, the Demei Oila, because it wasn't the Tamim. So it cannot be used itself for an Oila. It can only be used that its value is used for an Oila. And after 30 days, he was pointed. And then once he's pointed, Kedusha's Lom is Chab. So you're going to ask me, Akasha, Michitei Mehochi Pshita, what's the Kiddush? He made it another 30 days, Ladomim, Ladomim, he's pointed it, and now it's Chalk, Kedush Shlomim. What would I think otherwise? Zakhtaran, no. Nearly. So what happens over here is, he says, I want this to be another for 30 days, and afterwards a Shlom. And it's a Balmum, so it's, he means Ladomim. Okay? So now 30 days pass, he's pointed according to the Beis Pada, he's pointed, and Kedusha Shlomim is Chal automatically. That's the Kiddush of the Brayso. Maybe you should argue that since the only way it can become a Shlomim is by being pointed, and the Pinyan is not here yet, so when he made it originally, the arrangement, there was something else which there is a whole new step of which had to take place to make it valid to be Chal, so maybe it can't be Chal. The Dibur is not a good Dibur. The Sogalam and Kim and the Bashar Shomer Lachalam and Shlomim Lahoy Roy Lochul. According to Rapada, when he says it should become a Shlomim after 30 days, that's not, that Dibur can't work. Why? Because Kedusha Zayla Loy Pokabishdi. Kedusha Zayla can't come off. The only way it can work is if something else happens in the future. It means you don't have the kayak right now to make this chalois in the future. There's something being ma'akivit. So that should be a chasor and you're deeper. Kim Shikane, name I feel like a pin shipadog, Lakusha Zoilo, Lotoka Kusha Slomim, Kamasha Lakusha Slomim, Mitla Talia Makaima, Bakimishkakas, Rabocha Kaima. So, if he wants to go now, be makdish it for Shlomim, that's Gentay. That's not the Kiddush of the Brayso. The point of the Brayso was that the original Dibur that he said it should be Shlomim is Chal when you're pointed from being an oil. So, I would think maybe that Dibur is not a Dibur. Because when he made the Dibur, there was something being ma'ak of it. Kamashulim, that's not true. Okay, then the Mora said, we have a kasha from the Sefer. The Sefer says the same case the other way around.
If you met, so the Dibur, the statement, is a statement that the individual making the statement is within his capabilities, presumably to fulfill the condition or remove the condition that's blocking. Presumably it's within his capabilities to be part of the
Ola.
What about the case where it's not within his capabilities? You know, something like, this should be an Ola until it rains and then it should be a shot. He can't make it rain.
Okay. The problem over here is not a question of being fulfilling the condition. It's not a condition. There is, in that situation, I mean, that gets involved someone gets involved in the sugya of Breira, but so when it rains, that'll become an Shlomim. The problem over here is a different problem. That let's say I come over, it's a Dabar Shlomim of the Oilam. That's what we're grappling with. It's not making a condition on something. It's a problem with Dabar Shlomim of the Oilam in the sense of I want to make the following arrangement with you. I'm planning to buy a car. I want to sell it to you now. So I'm going to go buy a car tomorrow. I want to sell it to you now. That should be Chal. But when I buy it, I should sell it. It should be yours. So I'm not making a promise. I'm selling it. I want to do a kinyan now. I don't own it yet. I don't want to be kind of be marked. Mm-hmm. Right, so how can I do that? It's the Rosh Hashanah. So I'm putting a kedusha shlomim on something, which there's something which is preventing it from being a shlomim. Right now it's an oila, and if it's an oila, it can't be a shlomim. The other way it can become a shlomim. So if you tell me that there's a din of pakah bichdi, so that I own the animal right now for all of the future, like we spoke about, and I'm saying the next 30 days it's X, and from day 31 onwards it's Y. Right, but if you tell me like pakah bichdi, once I make it an oila, it can never be a shlomim until something happens in the future to allow it to happen. But that's not here yet. So that's like, but I have to buy the car first. I have, something has to take effect, happen for me to have the power to create that. I don't have that power. That's what we're grappling with over here. I become, if it were disempowered, unempowered for that ability to do this. So I have ability to make something a shlomim from day 31 and onwards, and I will make it an arler for the next 30 days also, and those two are not a stira if you hold pocket bichdi. So I can do both. So I have all the, it's all within my power to do this. I can make it an arler for today, a shlomim for tomorrow, a tighter for the next day. I can do whatever I want. It's l'demei, it's pocket bichdi. Wonderful. But if I need someone to take place, which I might feel I have ability to do that, but it's not here yet, so I would argue that's a Dover Shalom Eloilu. So a man's Mekadosh Anisha, who's not Jewish, he says, when you're Megayer, I'm Mekadosh enough for when you're Megayer. So that's all the cases we had in Kedusha, at least Dover Shalom Eloilu type of problems. The rain is a question of, it's a question of time. So I can make time by dates, I can make time by an event, etc. But as long as I have the power, if I have pocket bichdi, so I want to say that it's an arla now until it rains, and that'll become a shloman. That's another one. It's a way to put a time limit on it. But I have the power to make it a shloman. I can say right now, forget about the arla. I want this, I'm dominating, it should rain, and when it rains, I want this to be a shloman. I mean, math is fine, okay. So it's not biyadi to make it rain, but that's the dinam of tanoyim. But the rain is not a chesor in my power of a kinyan. It's just a question of when it will take place. So maybe it'll never take place. Good, so that gets involved in the things of why isn't it braver? But he's grappling with a different issue. Okay, so the more goes right to says if that there's two cases of the brisa. So one case of the brisa is a case of the demay, one case of the brisa is a kedusha of goof, and so why you need two cases. So you see kedusha of goof is pocket bichdi. If it's both are cases of the demay, so what are you two cases for? See a rishna mechada kedusha of goof, mechada kedusha of dam, imhanas of tani tarti. Klamer the tana sefer the gluya reisha. So we said two cases. Now we didn't say clearly which one is which, and maybe so. How do you know that that's how you're supposed to interpret it?
And why? I mean, why wouldn't you just have the same case anyway? You know, just saying it's dumb and yellow is good. Why are you changing the order?
Okay. So Zataran, that. The Tani Sefer the Gluy Rasha. So Tarmer Daf Kedusha Domim Poka Bichdi Kedusha Guf like Poka. Bachi Tani Tarti Lashmin Da Fila Kedusha Guf Poka Bichdi. So that's how the Tana writes sometimes. Instead of saying like explicitly case X and case Y, he has two cases, and you figure out, well, if they're both the same case, it can't be. It must be the two different cases. So that's how the Tana will write. Okay. So even in the Torah you have such a thing. V'yotzachinam ein kosef. So the Mora says, if we just say v'yotzachinam, I wouldn't say ein kosef. I would say that she only goes out by bagras, not by narus. Says ein kosef, tell me she goes out even by narus. So we're saying there's two ways the Torah says it, Yotze Chinam, Ein Kosev. The twice the Torah is saying that she goes out for free. You don't need to say twice she goes out for free. Worse, I don't say one. I would assume it means the further one. And now it says twice. I assume there's even an earlier one. I mean, just say she goes up in hours. Like, that's what the Torah writes. You know, so I'm deriving. Once it says it twice, it must be there's another Kiddush over here that I didn't realize. Okay, what does it must be this? Okay. So the Torah writes like that also. That's Eli Dechal, the Seer Lechal, the Kushas Aguf, Loi Pachamikdi, Mukus Loba Kushas Damim, Tati Lomali. Okay. Bitais of Rava, the Vare Shemina Meha, the Philo Kushas Aguf, Pachamikdi. Okay, so now that that's true, let's play back into the Gemara. So when Rav Hamnuna asked on Ula, what happens? To the Kedusha, right? How can you say that, Ula? How can you say that you don't need to pray it? What happened to the Kedusha? And Rav Luna compared it to the case of the Isha. And Rabbi said, "Wow, that's a case of Kedusha a goof. What are you comparing the two?" Therefore, that's not the right answer. That what Rava could have answered is that the case of Isha is even stronger than the case of Hektish. So Zatiran, we're not schlugging up. Let's go back a step. Rav Hamnuna came to schlug up Ula. Rava answered Rav Hamnuna's question and made Ula stands. Now we're saying the Rava is wrong. It means the current Rava is wrong. Rav Hamnuna's question stands and Ula is schlugged up. He says, no, that's not true. There's another way to answer Rav Hamnuna's question, which, like the Ron said before. And once that's true, Ula can stand. The questions of Rava is you answer the wrong answer. But why am I saying this? Maybe that's wrong, and there's no other answer, and Ula slugged up. Well, it says, if anything, Ula came along and said that it's Paka B'di. We have a Bryce that says that the Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim are both Paka B'di. So Ula's right. This Bryce that we brought now is supporting Ula. It's a kasha marpada, right? Which the Mor is going to point out. So we can't say that the conclusion of this conversation is, so that Rav is wrong, or Ula is right, and Ula is wrong. That's not the conclusion of the conversation, because Ula is right from this price. And Rav Nuna is wrong, but Rav is also wrong. It means that Rav gave the wrong answer to Rav Nuna's question. His question was, the answer is you can't compare marriage to Hektish, period. That's the answer. Not because one's good, one's good, one's dumb. That's the Rana say. Because there's no Isha Chatzoy. Alba Hektish, Isha Lizman Yadua, Philip Kedush Lagup, Paga Bilabidi. Hilfa Pirah, the Ravnuna, less. Tah Bryce, Messiah, Lula. The Kim and the Bryce and Mukha, the Philip Kedush Lagup, Paga Bidi, Kolshkin, Kedush Damim. So the case of the tree, which is Kedush Damim, for sure is Paga Bidi. So Ula is right. The next step is Lema Tavitiyuv to the Parpada. Dama Lepokim Kedusha Bichdi. So that's the Mor's next question. Karmer Kiman Dal Karcha Gabrisa Filo Kedusha Gaguf. He even that it the brayso even kedushas aguf is pocket with the so kavu chaver kedushas dama is pocket with the so what are you talking about barpada that kedushas not ha, that kedushas is not pocket tiksha barpada the motzi the ukma kedusha pado so maybe you'll answer me like we said before in the previous round that barpada will answer the case of pidyon. If it's a case of Kedushas Domim, Kedushas Domim has pidyon. Kedushas Guf doesn't have pidyon. Kedushas ain't no pidyon. So what's it's a case of Kedushas Guf? You tell me that it's Pocket Bitti? Because you can't tell me, no, the case, talking about Pocket Bitti, in the case of the Guf, it can't be part of Kedushas Guf. We have a much in the member to Tabar, Kedushas Domim. Well, Tikshalei Dika Lememer will look meaner bepidyon, but if both cases are a case of Kedushas Domim, then Barpada would answer both cases are a case that he was makdish for an oila and then a shlamim or shlamim and then an oila, and after 30 days he's pardoned. Right, but if it's Ladomim. But now that you've proven that there's two cases, and therefore one case has to be Kedushas Aguf, now it's a kasha and Barpada. So and it's a ride to Ula because Kolzman it's all the case of the Shudamim by part of the case of the Bryce to my case of Pidyon it's all right to Ula the Bryce to my case of Pidyon not a case without you're saying even without Pidyon but now the to my case of the Goof where Pidyon doesn't work you see Kedusha is Paka Bethli even Kedusha the Goof Kalvachar but Kedusha Shudamim and Ula is right that's the worst gosh okay. So, Rav Papa answers, Rav Papa, how did come here? Imli Omer Me'achshav Shlomim Lachar Shloshim Yom Ba'ar Lahavi. Here, Sefer Asin and Letrutze, we're answering the Sefer of the Brice. Aber Reisha Kedah Kaima Kaima. Believe in the Reisha as is. He said it should be an Arla for 30 days and then a Shlomim. And the case was Zalalim Dharma Ledmei. The case was he was only masajid for Domim, and it was a Balmum. And we'll teach you the Barpada, the Mukilov opinion. The Barpada will learn the case of the Reisha was that after 30 days he was pardoned, and then the Shlomim is caught. But your kasha is, well, what's the case of the Sefer? I will save it, and the Komar. The phrase "Alach Alam Yom Arlo Umeyachshav Shlomim," the Lashon Brisa was "Alach Alam Yom Arlo Umeyachshav Shlomim." Alach Alam Yom take Arlo Kidvorov Imlo Omer Umeyachshav Shlomim. So that it's Chal after 30 days. If he didn't make a shaman first, kushta goof. Kamashon tarti chala dechi amar lachad lamayim arla belchud chayla. First of all, if you can make a hektish shibichal after a period of time. You argue since the chalos kedusha the hektish can't be tell now, so there's no deeper to be effective later on. That's what I could argue. So that's not true. The less the boss is zimna nami chayla midam the havia or leisha, just like the case of when a person is mekados in each after lamed yom. The kamash will nami the dafke kishle omer me'achshav shlomim. Who the Havi Lachal Amidyam Arlo? Al Hekel Dabar Me'achshav Shlomim Loi Havi Lachal Amidyam Arlo. But if he made it first, a Shlomim, he can't make it early afterwards. What's the chiddush of that? Mili tuba kamashulon boho. Chalak yusha guf lepaka b'chdi. So that yusha guf cannot be paka. And then the Ron goes through a halachos of the element of the chiddush and that, which we'll leave for tomorrow.